Good morning, everybody. Good morning. So we're going to start. And for the second week in a row, we have live music. Hooray! So Ray's going to do some songs for us this morning. So let's begin. Oh, Ray and Hayden.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be able to sing and have coffee and be together.
Yeah.
And so we'll play. We've got a few songs. Feel free to, I think you can feel free to join in these days, so that's great. And yeah, grab a coffee and have a seat. We'll start.
Thank you.
up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Like me, the events from this past week in Europe have just been really mixed emotions, disheartening and angering and frustrating and heartbreaking all at once. And so that on top of the challenges that we're already facing day to day with the different restrictions and COVID and health and which is already on top of, regular life. Everything that we have going on in our own hearts, in our own lives and families, and it feels like a lot some days. And so, I like the first song as an orientation that we come first and that we're part of a larger chorus of praise and creation and amazing things that have a place here. And the next couple songs, I think, are trying to just open us up a little bit. And so I hope the songs speak to you as well. Thunder. Bring the rain till I am dry. When it's over, bring me stillness. Let my face reflect the sky. Be your hands, your feet. back to you. Bring us back to you. Bring us back to you. Bring us back to you. We want to be your hands, your feet. With our words, we'll let our actions be. We want to be your hands, your feet. With our words, we'll let our actions be. One of the ways that I've been with everything that's going on in Ukraine, and for me personally, that's hitting me for whatever reason, a little bit more personally or difficult, just because I don't know, for a lot of reasons. Maybe I think my grandmother was born in southern Ukraine. And so while I don't have any, you know, direct personal ties or any family there anymore that I know of, I think it's just the talks of, you know, we'll find a way forward, we'll do this diplomatically, etc., and then just kind of this expression of power. I think that is just so challenging. And I think the best thing to counter that is love, and standing in love. And I had a good friend, Sarah McPhail, who many of you know, share a quote about, and I can't remember who it was from, but, you know, we need to turn, instead of the violence of power, we need to turn to the violence of love. And that love is the answer, and the way that we even keep going, and that I keep going, that I've been finding in the day-to-day is finding the love in the life all around me and expressing that, you know, when I feel powerless to do something different about what's happening, you know, thousands of miles away, I can still express love and find that in my own home, in my own community, and there are other ways of sharing that love as far as you can. So I think I just want us to end on that note. And this is a song by Martin Joseph that I've played a number of times here, called Still a Lot of Love. Across the broken sky, and your kiss breaks my fall. It's never easy coming down to walk back the way we came, to understand what framed the day. Someone tell me there's nothing to be frightened of right now. There's still a lot of love around here. There's still a lot of love, still a lot of love, still a lot of love. There's still a lot of love around here. There's still a lot of love, still a lot of love. still a lot of love. I've seen you with your head down, you got your spirit on its knees, and you carry it so well. But you can't hang on forever, and at the end of that rope, my friend, there's a lot of good folk still pulling for you right now. There's broken. Sometimes some things can't be fixed, and that's the way I've got to see it right now. When the light cracks the broken sky and your kiss breaks my fall, it's never easy coming down. To walk back the way we came, we understand what framed the day. Come on, my love, there's nothing to be frightened of right now. There's still a lot of love around here. There's still a lot of love. There's still a lot of love. There's still a lot of love. There's Creator God, we thank you for a beautiful sunny morning and day, and we thank you for this group of people that are able to meet here from different places, from different circumstances, coming together just to enjoy community, to taste love, to share love. We think of all those who aren't here with us right now, who might be at home or far away, and we just hold them in our hearts. And we just thank you that that even though we can't be with them, that your love is still there, present, ready, waiting with them. God, just be with us this morning as we enjoy our coffee, as we learn together, as we share and laugh and maybe cry. And we just thank you for your presence here with us. Amen.
That's beautiful. Thank you. That's exactly right. Okay.
Hi, everybody. I'm exactly the same place as Ray. I'm really done in by feelings this week, and I have so many questions. I have so many thoughts. There've been other conflicts. There've been other wars. There've been terrible acts of evil and aggression that during my lifetime. You know, I've lived through some around the world. I don't know why they always seem a little bit more abstract. You know, it's like you hate the thought that the war is happening. You're angry about aggression and evil, but it has never touched me as deeply as this one has. I don't know why, and I don't think I have a personal connection to Ukraine. Although when I look in my family history, it turns out that there's a little bit from everywhere. So probably there's some Ukrainian somewhere. But I have friends from Ukraine, and Nancy has housemates. You know, you people in your basement apartment are from Ukraine, beautiful people. We've had Ukrainian students at the university. We have, it's just maybe never before have we seen such a blatant act of deception and aggression, right, materializing in front of our face. And to see, you know, in such stark terms what evil is like. Yeah, Wilma?
Well, I just wondered, it's been sitting that thing the past 2 years, especially the first year of COVID, there was a real sense of the whole entire world doing the same thing. You know, everybody's locked down together, everybody's trying to do, you know, distancing measures and everything. And so I feel like there's a way in which the world has shrunk, maybe, potentially. And maybe this is part of why many of us feel the way that you're describing right now.
Because maybe we've been through something together globally, and maybe it's changed our sensibilities.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a very interesting thought. I don't understand the extent of the feelings about it. You know, and I've heard the various narratives about why such a thing takes place. I've heard of Russia's desire for Ukrainian resources, or Russia's fear that NATO is growing too close to its borders, or Ukraine has been free and wealthy for a small amount of time. Maybe this is a terrible example for an authoritarian government to allow a neighbor to be so free and wealthy. I don't know what the actual motivations are. I have no idea. I imagine there are other possible motivations. But still, we watch this thing step by step. Oh no, we're not there. Oh no, we're only interested in these two areas that are very pro-Russian. Oh no, we're angry at the Nazis that run this part of Ukraine. You know, we're trying to save the Ukrainian people. Just various line after line after line, which is all horseshit. And then what we have instead is this incredible advance of evil. And we see these poor young Russian soldiers, you know, some of them not that well trained, I'm sure, masked, 150, 170,000 soldiers. And they go into the military the same as people in our culture go into the military. You think, oh, this is a way forward, you know, in life. And here these guys are suddenly having to gun down people that are basically their countrymen. And think of this, and they have to, they'll have many casualties themselves on that side. So it's just like the worst thing. And then according to Wilma's point, I think Wilma, you might have said this to me. Somebody said that they heard that Putin himself had a very uncomfortable time during COVID, and that it has been evidencing some additional signs of paranoia. So what if you're standing on top of an incredible arsenal of nuclear weapons, and your mental health is compromised? You know, just to make this cheerier. You know. I mean, we really could be at the gateway of one of the worst, well, of the worst experience in human history. And that's possible. And maybe there will be a mercy. Maybe there will be a line drawn. Maybe there will be, you know, maybe it will go this far and no further. Remember that line from Lord of the Rings? This far and no further. But today I don't have a sermon. I brought some psalms. I thought maybe what we could do is look at some ancient words, and in one or two cases they relate very closely to emotions that I'm feeling. So I just thought I'd put up a psalm, and then after each psalm, I just want to have the microphone here open. So if anybody wants to lead us in a prayer, or if anybody wants to say something, please feel welcome. Is that okay? And I've got three or four scriptures to share. So I just don't think it was the same as your song. I just don't think words have very much power in a situation like this. Yeah?
I think we ought to pray that the rest will leave them alone.
I'm with you. I think so too. I think we should pray that Russia will leave them alone.
Leave them alone, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So here's the first scripture. It's Psalm 31. I saw this on Facebook. Shannon posted this yesterday. She had found it somewhere, and she posted it, and she said, just think of this as being, think of it as if you were living in Ukraine while you read this, and then let's pray it together. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. You'll pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have ransomed me, O Lord, God of truth. I hate those who regard vain idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness because you've seen my affliction. You've known the troubles of my soul. You haven't given me over into the hand of the enemy. You've set my feet in a large place. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I'm in distress. My eye is wasted away from grief, my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow, my years with sighing, my strength has failed because of my iniquity, my body is wasted away because of all my adversaries. I've become a reproach, especially to my neighbors, and an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I'm forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I'm like a broken vessel, for I've heard the slander of many, terror on every side. While they took counsel against me, they schemed to take away my life. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. Let me not be put to shame, O Lord, for I call upon you. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them be silent in Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, which speak arrogantly against the righteous with pride and contempt. How great is your goodness, which you've stored up for those who fear you, which you've wrought for those who take refuge in you before the sons of men. You hide them in the secret place of your presence from the conspiracies of man. You keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he's made marvelous his loving kindness to me in a besieged city. As for me, I said in my alarm, I'm cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried to you. Love the Lord, you his godly ones. The Lord preserve the faithful, fully recompenses the proud doer. Be strong, let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. Doesn't that seem like a marvelously relevant psalm? And to think of someone in Ukraine, I think you could pray that with it, as though you were in the first person. To pray against the conspiracies, to pray against the lies, to pray against the arrogant who come against me. And here's someone who has great courage and continues hope in the Lord and encourages others to do the same. So I'm just gonna leave the mic here, and I think maybe we go into a couple of minutes of prayer, And then anybody that would like, come and say whatever you would like or pray, lead us in prayer. Then I'll show you another scripture. And that's just what I want to do today. Lord, as Peter says, we pray for this word and. We pray for something marvelous from you. We pray for a gift from heaven. We pray for protection. I'm sure that there are already hundreds, if not thousands, of people on both sides of this conflict who've been killed. But we pray for a line to be drawn. We pray for Russia to withdraw. We pray for something to change. And we pray for safety for the world. Ray, can you just lead the chorus? There's still a lot of love around here.
There's still a lot of love around here.
Still a lot of love. Still a lot of love. Still a lot of love. There's still a lot of love around here. Still a lot of love, still a lot of love, still a lot of love. There's still a lot of love around here. Still a lot of love, still a lot of love, still a lot of love. There's still a lot of love around here. Still a lot of love, still a lot of love.
I'm almost thinking of that as the world singing, you know. This is a terrible, terrible moment in history, in our lives. It's such a blatant thing because it's so large. But it's the same spirit as the small things that happen all the time. And yet, all around the world, there is also so much love. And it feels, you know, as we sing that, I guess my heart is saying, let the whole world unite in, not in responding to violence with violence, not in responding to hatred with hatred, but surrounding the pain with love. You know, very often, the old Aesop's fable, the lion strikes out and roars because it has a thorn in its paw. And to just respond aggressively back only escalates everything. So how on earth could love be the thing that would blanket the pain, that would somehow bring the antidote? I don't know how that would happen, but Lord, we turn to you. Yeah, Bill.
I don't know if I can do this without getting emotional, but I'm going to try. Yesterday, when I was watching this stuff taking place, I was in the kitchen and I was just there, anger, you know, just anger. And I, you know, I'm sitting here saying, should I pray to God that he just wipes them off the face of the earth? You know, Putin I'm talking about, not the Ukrainians. So I'm clenched fist and I'm just thinking, maybe if God could just reach the soldiers themselves and they could see what they're doing and they could understand what you said, that these are people that are countrymen to them, you know? And maybe they just stop and think of love, you know? And so that's what I prayed. I've been praying ever since then for that. Maybe that's what we'll do it. I don't know, but I just felt I had to say that. So.
Thank you so much.
And I didn't actually cry, but I'm close.
Way to go, Bill. Way to go, Bill. Thank you. There's still a lot of love around here. Still a lot of love. Still a lot of love. Still a lot of love. There's still a lot of love around here. Still a lot of love. Still a lot of love. Still a lot of love.
I'd like to say a prayer and echo some of my thoughts. We had a conversation at the dinner table a few nights ago. What's going on, and my nature is to try not to judge when I don't know the context, and I'm not Russian, I'm not Ukrainian, so it's hard to know what emotions and what direction to put into this. So I'm going to try to put that into a prayer right now. Father, I'm not living through what people on the other side of the world are living through right now. And so I don't know what to ask. So I ask for your wisdom. I ask for your courage to well up in the hearts of people all around the world. I ask in what I can't form in my mind to be a miracle, that I don't know what it looks like. I ask for what I don't know today, and I ask that you bring that.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
There's a short video on MCC, so Mennonite Central Committee of Canada, and I'm not going to play it, but there's a few lines of a prayer for people of Ukraine there, and as I was looking at it, and what Peter was saying and others, this is obviously a prayer for Ukraine and what's going on there, but I think it's just as easily a prayer for ourselves and whatever's going on in our own lives. Because I think, you know, whatever stirs or motivates conflict on a large scale can be the same in our own lives. And so this is a prayer for the Ukraine, but for myself and for all of us. We pray that hard hearts of conquest will be softened. We pray that the very best practices of peace will prevail. We pray gratefully that your spirit of healing and hope is present.
Lord, we struggle. With the injustice that seems to be in this situation, in this David and Goliath fight. And we are witnessing the courage and to stand up for themselves against very large odds. Breaks our heart to see this young man this morning on the news who is kissing his young wife and babies goodbye. Polish border, because he's going to go fight for his country and probably die. There doesn't seem to be a good answer to it. But Lord, you have intervened before in major battles, and you have discouraged great aggressors and great armies. And so we're asking for that. We're asking for hope for the Ukrainian people. We are asking for deliverance. We're asking for a savior to intervene. And for all the Ukrainian expats who are settled here in Canada, whose hearts are breaking as well. We pray for them. Mm-hmm. Bring peace, Lord, as only you can.
Maybe I won't go to the other scriptures today. I thought of Psalm 91, you know, which is such, so many of us have loved in our life. It's such, it's a prayer for protection, but it's here in the beginning of this. In you, O Lord, I've taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you'll lead and guide me. You'll pull me out of the net which they secretly laid for me. For you're my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. I pray that. I know we have lots of other things we're concerned about too. Brian reminded me today that we've been praying over the last few weeks here for a young man in California whose family we love, who had cancer when he was just an infant, and he's about 20 years old now and has had a cancer come back, and he's had the surgery for that. And so I've been praying that he'll walk away from this experience cancer-free and live a long and strong and good life, you know. Apparently there are 27 people in the world who have had the kind of cancer that he had as an infant who also get this same kind of cancer some years later. So, the surgery hopefully is everything that's needed, and
And we have another friend that's going through a very difficult time with the disease. So we, you know, these kinds of things are always with us. And we don't stop praying for them either. But in the midst of this, I love that you sang our hearts wide open like a lake. And that Julie knows the person who wrote that song. And I remember, I don't think I've ever felt it as much as today. I've loved that song before, but I've never felt it like, yeah. How can you not be open in the face of what's going on in the world? God, open us and don't let us close, even if it's painful. And don't let us be responding with hate, but let us learn to love. There's still a lot of love around here. And think of that globally. There's still a lot of love. I think of Hong Kong and the protests from a few years ago and the oppressor in that case. I'm just longing for freedom and kindness and compassion and justice and dignity and the end of racism. I'm just longing for a better world. And I want to be open. I don't want to close again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I hope we keep our hearts open.